Hello and welcome to this special edition of Commercial Service Market Brief. Today are we commercial specialists with the U.S. Commercial Service at the American Embassy in Beijing, China. And Maggie, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you.
And you know, we've been reading a lot, of course, about China buying an incredible number of U.S. jetliners, and also they seem to have an interest in American cars and environmental equipment. But what I've not heard is there's also a demand for American books. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
Can you tell us a little bit about that demand and how it seems to be growing?
Sure. For a long period of time, educational publishing, textbooks, and teaching materials made up a significant part of the publishing industry in China, as much as 60%. But recently, with the textbook bidding system, a system that makes the cost of purchasing teaching material cheaper for elementary and middle schools, and the decline of student population since 2004, total publishing and distribution revenue from teaching materials is shrinking. And beyond the classroom, there is a growing demand for instructional material focused on business and management. Subjects covering energy resources and environmental are growing in popularity. According to China's National Publications Import and Export Corporation, which is one of the largest state-owned distributors of imported books, demand for academic books on subjects such as science, technology, and medicine, finance, economics, English, and tourism remain very strong. CNPIEC specially listed four sectors with increasing demand for imported books. And the first is literature sector. The large proportion of the book licensing in this sector is fiction books. The simplified Chinese edition of international bestsellers such as The Da Vinci Code and Kite Runner were on the bestseller list for a long time. And besides the influence of the international bestsellers, books that win worldwide awards were also bestsellers. For example, books by the Nobel Prize Literature Prize winners are always popular. And the same is true for foreign books that turned into popular movies.
And Maggie, do you have any data on the size of the market in terms of millions of dollars, or how is it developing?
It's developing very fast. I don't have it's very difficult to get like accurate number. I'll need to.
No, that's no problem. And I understand it's difficult to get that data. And we understand that the market is growing rapidly. And if I'm a publisher of one of these, say, specialty books, textbooks, mm-hmm. and so forth, what mm-hmm. are the first steps to take in order to try and find a buyer in the China market?
The most common practice for foreign companies to enter this market is by means of licensing and co-publishing arrangements with Chinese partners. And we can help American companies to find a local Chinese partner through our services.
Great. And how do we get in touch with you?
You can always contact me through the U.S. company can always contact me through their nearest export assistance center, or they can contact me directly at FCS Beijing through email or telephone.
Okay, great. And I think your contact information will be located near the play button in which our listeners tonight are going to start the interview with you, and they can get your contact information, and there'll be a little bio there and a little report that you've put together, a research report on the market as well. Any last tips or pieces of advice for publishers that are listening to this interview as they make a decision about how to approach the China market?
Sorry. And in China, pirated copies of bestsellers and educational and reference materials are sold around the country. So it is a significant problem for both Chinese and foreign copyright holders. So we would like to suggest any U.S. companies to register their IP, copyrights, trademarks in advance before they market in China. And also it is very useful. It's extremely important for U.S. companies to find a good local partner, which we can help through our services. And we will also like recommend U.S. companies with good law firms in China. And at FCS Beijing, we have a patent and trademark office, which helps U.S. companies to protect their intellectual property especially. And please go to our website. Or I can list their website information here, which is www.stopfake.gov. And you can find all the information on how to protect your intellectual property.
Great. Yeah. It sounds like a one-stop shop there in Beijing where we're speaking to you tonight, Maggie. And we really appreciate you being with us, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, and I look forward to talking with you in more details in the future.
Wonderful. And I know it's as cold in Beijing now as it is in Washington, so stay warm.
Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you for being with us. And ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you listening to this interview tonight with Maggie Hsu, who was our commercial specialist specializing in the China publishing industry. And you can reach her with the contact information that we provided to you. So thanks for listening, and we hope to see you again soon on another edition of Market Brief, brought to you by the Commercial Service. On behalf of my colleagues in China and around the world, I'm Doug Barry in Washington. Thank you for listening.